Mexico's President Vicente Fox is on a national crusade against crime. Last week, he declared war on the country's notorious drug traffickers. Yesterday, he announced he's taking on corruption in the nation's law enforcement system. Fox, who last year ousted Mexico's long-running PRI party, says it's going to take time to stamp out widespread abuse, but he's urging the nation's citizens to take an active role in the fight. Kerry Kahn of member station KPBS reports from Tijuana.
Fox's national anti-crime crusade comes on the heels of an embarrassing prison escape by one of Mexico's most notorious drug kingpins. The breakout highlighted the depth of corruption and the power of criminals that Fox must deal with. Seemingly undeterred, the president headed for Tijuana, one of Mexico's most violent cities, to continue his dramatic declarations.
We're going to fight corruption, impunity, crime, as never has happened in Mexico.
Under heavy security, Fox spoke at several spots throughout the border city. He outlined his plans for cracking down on dishonest officials and overhauling the country's corrupt judicial system. At a packed hotel ballroom, Fox told hundreds of business and community leaders that he will open court records and police investigations to the public in order to win back society's trust.
Para toda la sociedad, nos abrimos, esperamos que nos pongan en la báscula.
He says the opening will allow society to judge for themselves whether the government is performing well. But Fox warns that at the same time, citizens must open up too and help out.
Esperamos su apoyo para que las familias.
We need your help so that families, so that society, so that the community will no longer harbor criminals, delinquents, and drug traffickers. We need you to go public and to tell everyone who and where these criminals are.
Getting society to stop turning a blind eye to crime and corruption may be as difficult a task for Fox as cracking down on infamous drug traffickers. Mexicans rarely report crimes and often fear police. But Fox's new national security advisor, Adolfo Aguilar-Sinzer, says it's not so much that the culture must change. He says honesty, compassion, and respect of the law have always been strong Mexican values. They've just been lost lately.
Because people is desperate, because people does not trust the authorities. But we are going to recover the trust of the people, and with that, we are going to recover all of the values that have created this great country.
As Fox spoke in the hotel, Alfonso Leal waited outside, hoping to catch a glimpse of the charismatic new president. The Tijuana shoeshiner says it's going to take a lot more than speeches to change society's view of the law.
Pues si también se ve apoyo de parte de él, de parte de su gobierno, sí va a haber apoyo de la ciudadanía.
Leal says if Fox wants our help, then he's got to do more for us. He says salaries need to increase and opportunities need to open up if people are going to feel better about the government. Fox couldn't agree more. He said several times during the day that the war against corruption will be fought on two fronts, with better police and with better jobs. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Kahn in Tijuana, Mexico.